Now then, let's look briefly at the elements, a closer look at the elements of conversion. Negatively, conversion, as I said, consists of repentance. Positively, it consists of faith. Simply put, repentance is the unbeliever's turning away from sin, and faith is his turning toward Christ. But both of these are incomplete without the other. As we become aware of sin and we turn from it, we see the necessity of turning to Christ. And as we believe in Christ, we become more aware of our sin. And this leads us to see more profoundly the need for repentance again. So conversion is a wonderful term that coalesces faith and repentance and opens our eyes to see the unity of these two things. Now, that is not just a theological fabrication. That is, this coexistence of faith and repentance and conversion is underlined in the New Testament. It's underlined particularly in gospel declarations, in gospel summons, where they appear together on the pages of the New Testament. What I mean by that is that often when the gospel is preached in the New Testament, then the hearer is summoned to respond. Sometimes that summons comes simply in terms of repentance. For example, Matthew 3, verse 2. Jesus preaches that the kingdom of God has come, and therefore repent. Or Acts 2:38, men and brethren, what must we do? Peter responds and says, repent and be baptized. Or Acts 17, God now commands all men everywhere to repent. At other times, the summons is a call, a direct call to faith. John 3:16, of course, whosoever believeth. But that's true also of Acts 16, isn't it? 30:31. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But there are still other times where there's an intertwining of both of these that leads us to conclude that where there's a call to repentance, that is never without faith, and where there's a call to faith, that is never without repentance. So the one always implies the other. For example, in Acts 17, verse 34, following Paul's affirmation that God now commands everyone to repent, the response of those converted to the gospel is denoted as believing. It's fascinating. They're summoned to repent, and then the commentary on the repentance is that what they were doing is believing. So closely, these two things are tied together. Sometimes, they're specifically brought together in one phrase. Mark 1:15. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. So, the summons is always a dual summons to repentance and to faith. And that leads us to conclude that genuine faith cannot exist apart from the presence of repentance, and genuine repentance cannot exist apart from the presence of saving faith. We penitently believe, and we believingly repent. At times, one of the two of these elements may predominate, but never are they altogether without each other. You can't possibly turn to Jesus Christ, can you, in faith, without in the same instance turning away from sin. So faith and repentance are two sides of the same coin, two aspects of the same whole, and we call that conversion.